It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. So yesterday, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick said the state will hold a special election to determine who takes Ted Kennedy's seat in the Senate.
Today, in accordance with my responsibility under Massachusetts law, I am designating Tuesday, January 19, 2010, as the date of the special election. Massachusetts voters will have their opportunity to fill this Senate vacancy.
So there's going to be a special election in January, but in the meantime, the Massachusetts legislators say they're going to hold a public hearing next week to discuss changing the state law so that they can get someone to fill Kennedy's seat in the interim. Governor Patrick said he's going to work with the legislature on that. And for those who are keeping a close eye on who might replace Ted Kennedy, Governor Patrick had one very interesting bit of news to announce. He spoke with Kennedy's wife, Vicky.
Mrs. Kennedy is not interested in the position.
Frank Phillips is with us. He's the State House Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Frank, the governor said in no uncertain terms Vicky Kennedy is out of the running for the seat. So who's left? Who's going to be taking the seat?
Let me clarify that. The question was that she was not interested in the interim seat. So I want to make that clear that the Senator
Frank's
Widow,
very sharp. That Frank, nothing goes past Frank Phillips. No wee.
I'm in the weeds on this thing, let me tell you.
So you're saying she might be interested in the special election, but not in this seat that where she'd only be there for a number of months.
We don't know about the election. He was specifically asked about the interim, and he said, that's all I know is that she's not interested in the interim appointment. All indications from the family is that she's not in the general election, in the special election. Yeah.
So who is? Who's interested in the interim position?
Well, what makes us believe that she's not interested is a former Representative Joseph Kennedy is looking at it. His friends say he's 50-50. He would be the only viable candidate to get into this race. He's been there before. He's been to Washington. He's got an experience in business. He would be, he knows how to campaign, and people know him. And he would be the candidate to get in this race.
You're talking about him for the special election.
Special election. Oh, you were asking about the interim.
Who could take the interim position?
Well, that's pure speculation. The governor, in the last few days, I asked him a couple of days ago, and he just said, look, I haven't even thought about that, doesn't want to think about it. But all of us are obviously speculating about it. And Michael Dukakis, his name comes up.
Interesting.
He would have the stature, the ability to go down and talk about health care. He campaigned on it in 1988 nationally.
Maybe he'll get into one of these sort of vortexes of political catastrophe like David Patterson did in New York and see if Caroline Kennedy is interested.
I think we've been there with Caroline, and I don't think they're going to try to ask her to come in. But, I mean, anything's in the realm of possibilities here on the interim appointment.
Now, Ted Kennedy specifically asked that they change the law to make it possible that they're going to have an interim. And it seems pretty likely, does it not, that they are going to make the changes, even though they did it the other way around when they had a Republican government?
They're moving there. There is resistance. State legislators, Democrats and Republicans mostly, but Democrats too. Feel some anger out there among the voters. They've slashed budgets. They've raised taxes. They know there's volatility out there. They do fear some voter backlash. They could care less about what Obama's interests are, or Harry Reid, or health care reform. They want to get reelected next year, and they don't need another controversy thrown on their plate that is going to draw candidates in races into races against them. So. There is resistance there. I think it's breaking down somewhat. The leadership is coming around to it, and I think there will be a vigorous debate on it. The betting is probably in the end they'll do it, and they'll do it fairly shortly in the next couple of weeks.
Because I assume that the question is, can health care reform wait until the special election in January? Frank Phillips is the Bureau Chief of the Boston Globe.